This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wall Street, tailors, petting zoos, hot topic, escape rooms, bottled water, bumper stickers, the container store. Laser pointers, April latches, sur la table, haunted houses, Dave and Buster's, leather jackets, Hollywood star tours. Live, laugh, love, delis, turkey trots, wineries, burger, Dunkin' Donuts, wigs and beginner guitars, rolling backpacks, licorice, beginner magic kids. Color be my monopoly, Tripoli Park dive bar.
We didn't need this podcast. That didn't stop them. Jeff and Riley forged on. Mick Kearney tried to sue them. But they said he'd screw you.
I just want to rent you.
We didn't need this podcast.
Oh my god. Yeah, hearing all of the episode topics back to back sounds like someone's having a stroke.
In a way.
And I'm like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? It's a weird sociological experiment. We're toying with the listener.
With each other. Hi, welcome to Review Review. We're changing the entire fucking show today.
Today it's going to be politics. Let's talk about, honestly, that the U.S. needs to distribute vaccines to the world.
Yeah, we're getting real today. We're enough of the ha-has. I mean, after we had Schwartz on last week, it's like, that was the end of comedy for the show, and now we're going into, like, what the people need to know.
Yeah. It's a news show in a certain way. Like, I want to be an anchor, man.
It's a new show.
It's a new me.
It's a new time.
For your ears. And I'm hearing spot. That was apostrophe P-A-U-G-H.
That was really, I love that we sang the same lyrics together. Jeffrey, you're having a smoothie.
This is actually coffee now. I had a smoothie and now I'm having coffee. Okay.
Yeah, fuck me, fucking, right? Trying to make conversation.
No, it's all good. It's all drinks. I have four more to go.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm 25 now. I won't be taking any of your shit, actually.
Any of my shit? I had two drinks. How's that shit to you?
Don't correct me on the air live.
It's not live. I can edit it out. This is unbelievable. You have a new air about you now that you're 25.
On my birthday, Jeff did say, he's like, you do seem older to me
and
now.
And I hate that stuck with you and gave you some kind of gas.
This is a hierarchy, and since there's only two of us, and since age before beauty. And
yeah, you're wearing a t-shirt and it says seniority rules. But seniority's spelled wrong. It's O-I.
Seniority. Oh, God. Jeffrey, what's up with you? God, it's been ages. I haven't seen you since you were a baby.
Not really. I saw you on Saturday in person. Ad nauseum.
Well, because I'm so much older now, it's like you are a baby to me.
Good. Yeah, I love having baby skin. Like, the thing is now is that I'm a prodigy to you. Because you're, like, the right age for the success that you have, and I'm, like, young to have it.
No.
Yes.
Fuck me.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Damn it.
We're banking eps this week. We're both going elsewhere this week. You're going to Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago, 30 hours.
We're going to the Midwest. Ingrid goes Midwest. Riley goes Midwest.
Riley does Chicago.
And you are going to Tahoe.
I don't feel comfortable doing the show anymore. We're doing actual like banter. I just like, let's do what we have to do. Let's do the reviews.
What's new with you? Like, how is your Monday? Because it's Tuesday.
Monday
today.
Was really good, especially compared to just like the past, let's say 30 seconds.
Okay. How was your Sunday?
Sunday was ideal because it felt nothing like right now.
Okay.
This is me in therapy. Okay. We see each other almost every 3 days, either on Zoom or in person.
I think that's true.
But you turned 25.
I turned 25. Biggest thing that happened to me this past weekend, other than seeing you, little baby man, Elizabeth iced you. So on Sunday, went to my family's house for a little birthday dinner. And my my stepbrother's girlfriend, who's so wonderful, she got me a kite for my birthday, which was very thoughtful because we were passing the beach one day and I'm like, oh, I haven't flown a kite in forever. I used to love kites. And so she got me a kite. And so we were flying it in the backyard and Red lost his mind.
Meaning?
I've never, like, he just flipped on. He was chasing after me. He was jumping. He was so happy. And then it's like when the kite would go to the ground, it wasn't like, he wasn't trying to bite it. He just, he like would wait for it to go up again. He just loved watching it fly. Like it got him so excited.
That's so sad.
I got it. I'll send you videos. It is the sweetest thing I have ever seen. It was like he was fucking living. Mm. It was amazing.
How simple life would be if that brought joy to me.
It was really, it was very moving because I'm like, this is all I want to do is make Red happy. And that like brought him so much joy.
That's awesome. Oh, I learned the intro to Birdsong, the little riff. So that was like really fun to play.
See, that's good, Jeff.
And that's the newest thing with me.
That's exciting, Jeffrey. See, there's something going on for you. Come on.
Really? This is why I pay you. This is why I pay you, Doc.
You know what therapists use? A notebook.
Scalpel.
They write... What?
You've been notebook. Lobotomized. I think, yeah.
Today, we are waxing the ones, the onlys, moleskin journals, notebooks, pages.
I'm talking moleskin notebooks. Under my arm. As I walk to class first day of college and people think I'm smart, that's right, I'm a well-read nerd with a face that you want to kiss. With the moleskin notebook in my arm, you want to have my thoughts.
T-H-O-T-S. Jeffrey, thoughts/slash experiences with moleskin.
Every
notebooks.
Moleskin I've ever had, I've never actually written in.
Are you serious?
My handwriting is so atrocious that it never works out to jot down notes because I cannot understand them later on.
They look gorge. I love the feel of them. I know they are pretentious as hell, but
they do feel good in your hand.
They feel really good. It feels good. And so it's like knowing that. It's like, I feel the same way about moleskins that I do about jeans, is that it's like, I'll spend a little bit more on jeans and moleskins because it's like, I know they're going to last a long time.
Yeah.
And moleskins, I found, at least for me, are very durable.
Sure.
If I'm carrying it around a lot, you know, it can get beat up and still feels great. And I love them. I bought a new planner because I'm like, oh, my old planner is really beat up. And I didn't have a moleskin planner, but then because I was online looking for reviews, and then I saw they have a cute little Prince collection of planners. That's how I literally got one.
No, you didn't.
I did. As we were looking at reviews, I'm like, oh, I've been needing a new planner, and these are really cute.
You know what? This isn't a moleskin, but I have this. I forget where company is from, but basically, it's like a moleskin style notebook, and it's a planner. And every day you write down 3 goals, and then it's like a little built-in checklist.
I love it.
I don't use it because it's almost too formatted. So what I might have to do is get the moleskin, right? Maybe the Little Prince collection, and that's how I'll get my tasks done that day.
Last thing moleskins make me think of is just like being at a coffee shop, wearing glasses, journaling about how the barista's eyes make me feel. Drinking a cappuccino. Uh-oh, little foam gets on my upper lip. I wipe it off because no one's there to kiss it. Woo! to our reviews? Come on. Why are you sad? Why are you sad?
Because I have to be here for this.
Do you want to go first or should I?
I do. And the funny thing is, this review is basically what you just did. Here we go. This is from Jersey M.
Jersey Mike's. Is this...
That is the name.
It no, is it's Jer- not.
It's Jersey Mike, but I think it's a Mike from New Jersey.
Okay.
Just give me a JM name.
Joni Mitchell. Also... Is this just for like a regular, like what kind of moleskin is this?
This is for like the classic ruled moleskin. And then it doesn't really, there's a lot of colors. This is from Amazon, so it could have been any of them.
Okay.
Here we go.
Joni Mitchell.
5 stars. Entering the last third of my life, I have decided to record some of my memories and have chosen this moleskin notebook for the task. The size, look, and feel of the cover and paper announce that what's within has some significance. A set of Sharpie retractable fine point pens 3-pack included a blue pen strongly reminiscent of the fountain pens I used long ago. Another layer of dignity and nostalgia. If I write at a moderate pace, it does not bleed through, so the writing space is doubled compared to the most other paper notebooks. A diary needs assured privacy. If one is to remember and write the freely the feelings and events of the day, the notion of prying eyes feels inhibiting, if not downright frightening. I'm not prepared to have my wife, children, or nanny browsing the intimate details of my life. Research uncovered the NV200 Nano Vault with key lock.
Oh.
It's called a gun vault, but one could easily choose to call it a personal strong box. So I will. Now I feel physically prepared to hold a mirror to my life.
Oh my God. All right. Here from a Safekeeping Inc. I am Tony. I'll be installing your safe today. So if you could just give me the dimensions of the, I don't know, I don't want to pry, but whether it's usually people install their safe for firearms or weapons of any kind or if we want a smaller one, we could do for valuables like jewelry, or some people do have gold bars. I know it's strange, but that is a thing people do. Passports, things like that. So if you just give me the dimensions, I can start carving away right here, right now.
It'll just be like a couple pieces of paper. It's a list of movie ideas that I'm really scared that people are going to steal from up and under me.
That's good. That's so good. So is it like social security information? Is it things, medical files?
Feature films. Tentpole franchises, I would have to assume, where the merchandising makes me rich. And I don't want someone to steal it and then you pass it off with their own. You get it. I'm sure that you people are doing this all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, we are building safes all the time for very, very valuable things.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so you get it.
Yes, I do. You know what? It is none of my business what you are keeping. I'm just making sure I will keep it safe.
No, just so that you know how valuable these ideals are. I'll just tell you one.
Mr. Smith, you really do not have to tell me. I won't steal anything. I'm just here to do my job so I can get started. You really do not have to tell me any of these ideas. Thank you, though.
Dating Young, the Daryl Hannah story. So basically it follows Daryl Hannah and Neil Young's relationship as they kind of shop around different properties in Malibu and deal with the fallout between David Crosby and Neil Young's relationship in a certain way.
You know what? That's so funny you mentioned that. They're actually, I saw, I'm not one to read this all the time, but I did see a headline in Variety that they are, that story has been greenlit at A24.
What?
That's so...
I knew it.
You knew what?
I knew it, but I didn't get the box soon enough.
Well, this came out at least a couple months ago. I don't know when you wrote yours down, but again, none of my business.
I
will get started.
A couple months ago, so they robbed me of my brain ideas?
Because
I didn't write it down. I didn't even think about it yet, but it was definitely in there.
It was in the notebook?
It was
in
my
brain. I don't think that anyone stole your thoughts.
Parallel thinking, I guess. Let's just, yes. Let me hear more about the box.
Oh, well, this box, I'm so glad you asked. This is something that I know about. we have multiple kinds of safekeeping for this safe itself. So one, we have a couple options for you. We can install all of them or as few as you'd like. We do have just your average run-of-the-mill, code, number code in there. And then the other end of the spectrum, we do have a retina scanner. We have a retina scanner if you want to just pop your little eye in. It will only take one eyes tracing.
This is unbelievable.
It is. I mean, it is the highest technology.
You found out about my retina scanner idea. It was a movie where people could scan your eye, and that's how you get into
so
shit.
So the movie was technology that we've been using for a number of years.
They stole from me recently. I wrote this idea down. Opens his notebook. Yeah, September 18th, 2019.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm sure that could lead to, I don't know, I'm not one of those
franchising
types,
no.
But, oh, well, I was actually going to say, yeah, if you wanted to have like a spy franchise or something like that, I'm sure that's technology that could be used. I'm sorry. Have I said something to offend you?
I can't. This is what SNL doesn't take unsolicited sketch submissions, right? Because this is why. Because they don't want one of their sketches to end up being something similar even to what somebody submitted.
You work for SNL?
No, I don't at all. I just know that colloquially. I can't hear your ideas because I might write down one of them and then pass it off as my own, and I don't want to sacrifice my integrity.
I don't mean to pry. Have you done that before? You've taken someone else. You have taken someone else's ideas and passed it off as your own, and now you're asking for a safe so that no one steals your ideas?
I'm saying subconsciously, yeah, maybe I did. Right. See, I'll find an example. Yeah, okay, this one's kinda good, but I have to think that they did it. Jurassic World. So basically it'd be like Disney World but Jurassic Park and it's like a movie. Maybe they do Chris Pratt.
So you watched the film.
Like I might have and then written this down. Is there a movie called Jurassic
there
World?
There is a franchise.
I know Jurassic Park. This was gonna be like my in.
You think Jurassic World is gonna be your in to the Jurassic Park franchise?
That was gonna be where I come in.
I can have this installed in 2 days with as many or as few.
No. That's not going to work because guess in 2 days, all of these ideas could be produced and I don't get it.
They all have been produced. I'm going to imagine.
They've all been produced. Really? Okay. Here we go.
I imagine that everything you have in your notebook has already been made.
Yeah. Cherry. I was thinking it's a Tom Holland vehicle. Really? Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. The Princess Bride, part one.
Years ago.
Really?
Part one, years ago.
Okay. I didn't know that. Really?
You've seen it.
Fever Pitch. This one would be like a...
Nope, already made.
Yeah, already made. Oh, this one's actually really good. This one's definitely original just because like the title's crazy. Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yes. You know what?
How
I'm going to stop
someone
you right
make
here.
That one? Yeah.
I will make the safe.
Yes.
You can put this notebook in there. I will do my job.
Okay.
You should maybe look into a new line of work. Or you could be like a film reviewer. You clearly love watching movies and you can talk about them. That seems like, I don't know what you do actually. Is this what you do or is this a hobby?
I would never be good at that. What can Roger ever get done that's good?
Here is your bill.
That's a lot of money.
I don't have that.
I don't have the amount of money you're asking me to pay right now. Oh, should we take a quick break and then come back with
quick
another review?
Quick little break, Marty.
That was angelic, Anspa.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry. Like you can still like emergency, like finding the phone and like
yes.
Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and I there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This is for, again, your classic medium-sized moleskin.
All right.
5 stars from Mike R.
Reader.
Mike Reader. The title is, "This is what to expect after 912 days of hard use." I have used this notebook as my daily work log for exactly 2.5 years. I'm a courier and work out of my delivery van 6 days a week. This notebook is beat to heck. Everything about it is worn out, ripped, or flat out broken. But I'm actually content with how well this notebook held up. Keep in mind, 2.5 years is 912 days. During that time, this notebook had many quote unquote rolls kicking around the cab of my delivery van. Besides being an ordinary notebook, it has also been used as a writing surface, a lunch tray, a bug squisher, a sun shield, a weapon, and everything else in between. No other notebook would survive half of that as well as this has.
Lily, everyone else put a lot of work and thought into their science project for the fair.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so proud of what we've been able to accomplish as a class.
The theme was ingenuity, and I asked you guys to invent something. This is just a notebook. You glued pages to binding. It only serves one purpose. How is that an invention?
Oh, Mrs. P, I'm so sorry. I don't want to be that prodigy. I don't want to be that girl. But yes, the assignment was ingenuity. And it was, I said I don't want to be that girl.
You said you don't want to be that prodigy. This is something that's already been invented.
Sorry, but you said that the assignment was ingenuity, and I couldn't agree more. And I really do feel like that's what I did. And I'm sorry if you don't have the imagination to see all of the things that this could be.
The whole class. Ooh.
No, what? No. You guys, stop. I don't want to make it a big fight between me and Mrs. P. Like, I really, really don't. I love her, you guys. Like, stop. Like, don't take this out on her. Like, she just doesn't know. She just doesn't know any better.
They all laugh. Why is that funny?
So, yes. Did Isaac make a computer with fruit? Of course he did. He did make a computer with fruit. I think that is one of the most ingenious things I've ever seen. Let's all give it up for Isaac.
It's like mild claps. Are you kidding me? That's incredible. I didn't even see that yet.
And Katie, oh my God, what's there to say about Katie? She did make shoes out of booze bottles. That's right. She used what she had to make it happen. And I think that's really amazing. I think booze bottle shoes are the way of the future. I think this is recycling done right. Everyone, can we give it up for Katie, please?
Again, light applause. That's unbelievable that she was able to turn glass into wearable footwear.
And last but not least, well, me. I hold up the notebook. I took pieces of paper, bound them together, put a cover and a back cover on it. And God, where to begin of all the things this thing can do? I take out a pen. I start scribbling in it. Ever have an idea that you just want to get out of your brain?
The whole class reacts. It's not impressive. You all have those in your bag.
You can the idea that you have in your head, you can see on a page, and you can carry that around with you as long as you want, all day. You can look at it later if you like. It doesn't have to just be a fleeting thought.
That's only one purpose that's been served for millennia.
Oh, well, I'm not quite done. Isaac, can I use you as a volunteer, please?
Yeah. Anything you need.
I take the notebook. I whack it across his head.
Innovation.
He knocks out cold. He's on the floor.
Did he yell innovation and pass out?
As a young woman in the 21st century, I think it is of the utmost importance
that we stay safe at
all times. And with this notebook, knowledge is power. And I mean that literally. You can chuck this baby as hard as you want, and it'll send any person out cold. So yeah, you're gonna want to pick these up. And for my girly girls, this comes in hot pink, so you can be safe and styling.
Okay, so that's a little bit gender normative.
And for my boys, it also comes in blue.
God, this is a weird character development. I didn't know that you believed in the binary. Listen, I'm gonna give you a C+, but only because if I give you less than that, I have to have you back or in my office per school rules. So I'm giving you the lowest grade that I can give you where it doesn't add anything to my plate.
I'm just like slowly shaking my head.
I made a notebook.
I start flipping through the pages. I start doing it so quickly. I hold it over my head and I start hovering off the ground.
The hell is that?
I start floating around the room.
Not possible.
I believe that this is the height. I float up higher of innovation. The ceiling fan rips the book up. No! Do you not see what it just did? You can't buy that at Staples.
I think you're some kind of weird magician kid. Not a notebook, not an inventor. You just defied gravity. How did you do that?
Boys can get the pink notebook if they want.
No, okay, it's insane that that's what taught you that lesson.
There's no such thing as the gender binary.
And was what
I'm
you just
a wizard.
Yeah, there it is. This is 5 stars. Same thing. Normal Moleskine ruled the whole shabazz. This is from Stormy C.
Stormy Kardashian, but with a C.
Stormy Kardashian writes, "Best Christmas goffed."
That's it?
Yes.
Best Christmas goffed? Okay. Jesus Christ. I said in a group chat with siblings. It's a family group chat. Hey guys, I've been thinking long and hard about what we should get mom for Christmas. You know, it's her first Christmas without dad, and I know we all really, really miss him this year. And so I was thinking a perfect goft for her would be a nice, like a really expensive like frame. We could put favorite photos of her and dad in there. What do you guys think of that goft idea?
Oh my God, goft. You're such a fucking idiot, Caroline. What are you doing?
Gift, asterisk, gift, sorry, gift.
Too late. We're all in on this now. Hyenas, let me hear you purr. They all respond, ow!
Hyenas, let me hear you purr? Yeah, haha. Okay, I made a little typo. Can we just get back to the matter at hand? This is a really big deal. You know, Christmas is mom's favorite holiday, and I know that it would mean a lot to her if all of her girls, if the four of us banded together, put in, you know, a good chunk of cash each and made it something really memorable for her.
I think I know it'll be memorable. Yeah, me too.
Oh, okay. You have an idea, Stephanie?
I think we should get something that reminds her of us. I think that we should get her something that makes her proud as a mom, that makes her realize that, you know, carrying us for 9 months was worth it in the end.
Quadruplets were no small feat, for sure. I think she'll really larve that. Sorry. Love.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Larb? You fucking moron, Caroline.
Okay, Stephanie, easy. Like, you've never made a typo before?
I've never.
I know that sincerity makes you uncomfortable, so maybe this is why you're taking, like, you know, I know you're sad. We're all sad about dad. You're allowed to be sad. You don't have to make it into a joke about me having typos.
It's not a joke. You do have typos. And by the way, dad leaving us for his second family that he's had the entire time didn't affect me at all because I'm strong. I'm the strong
Stephanie,
one of the four.
You have been a terror since dad left. And it's not because you've been crying. It's because you've been pretending like you haven't been crying. And you make fun of us for everything that happens because you can't stand to be alone with your feelings.
Feelings.
That's all a voice memo.
Feelings, she said. What even is that, ma'am?
Sorry, I'm typing this while holding my baby in one arm. You don't have a fucking family, Stephanie. You don't have a family.
Yeah, because dad had enough for the four of us, didn't he? He had enough family
let
for
it
all
out.
Of us.
Stephanie, this is what we've wanted. Let it out. Krista, you've been awfully quiet. And Rachel, there's four of us and you guys haven't said a fucking word. Sorry, it seems like it's your guys' fight. I don't really want to get... I've worked through all this in therapy.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll respond to this later.
Yeah, love you guys. Heart. Stephanie, let this out.
Did you spell Stephanie wrong?
Stephanie, just don't think about the typing for a second, okay? I'm sending you a voice memo because I don't want you to look at any typing because I am holding Alex right now and it can get a little tricky.
So it's like, why weren't we enough for him, you know?
I don't know. Maybe we'll never know.
It's manifested in, like, my love life, too, because it's like now I never think that I'm enough. And so I, like, kind of, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy at a certain point because, like, I overcompensate and then that pushes people away, you mm-hmm. know? And it's all these things that I've been learning and, you know, trying to growl through it. And I don't think that it's going to be conducive to growth.
As you're sending all these, I emphasize the Texas's growl.
Okay, so now you're being an asshole.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yes.
I actually have to go take care of my family because we're all going to the park for a nice family day, which I know you won't experience because you're not enough for people. But I know I told you that we said that we may never know why dad left us. And I actually do know because he called me the other day and he said it's because of you and that you were never enough as a daughter. And so he actually considers him as a father to triplets.
Run-on sentence, man. That's bad writing. That's bad writing.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This
shook me all week long. Sorry, I forgot. I have another spider bite on my face. It is under the opposite eye.
Joinhoney.com/spider bite.
It is smaller, and you can actually, I sent Jeff a photo of it yesterday. You can see the two little dots from where the pincers got in. And it hasn't blown up like the other one, but I can't help but feel that whenever I stay at my family's house, I am cursed. Daniel couldn't fucking believe it, because we sleep in the same bed in the same room, and that's never happened to him before. So I can't help but think that that's not fair to me. And I might just have to wear like a beekeeping outfit when I am unconscious. So that's number one. Two, the thing that I've watched, because a lot of my What Shook Me's are things that I've watched, Bo Burnham's Inside on Netflix. Everyone just go fucking watch it. I'm not even going to talk more about it because it's perfect. And number three, Elizabeth and I were having this conversation last night. Jeffrey, do you think that you would ever, in a real life scenario, go on a group date bachelor style? What would happen if you... like, we're matching with people on a dating app, got all their numbers, put them in a group text, and asked them out to a real-life group date.
Wait.
Or...
is the question, would I do it in general on either side, or would I facilitate it?
Do you think it would be just wild or amazing if someone... if you were put into a group chat, and it was, like, some girl you've been talking to, and, like, four other guys, and she was just, like... can you kiss the girl under the sea? Meet me at the Long Beach Aquarium this Friday at 5. And
no,
like, we'll
no,
get this
but
group
not
date
because
started.
Of the group date. Just because that's kind of far.
Or like, I like, how much would I have to pay you, or like triple, quadruple dog dare you to get a like a group text and be like, ladies, you all are the ones who have my heart.
Oh,
meet
my
me
God.
At the Silver Lake Meadow,
no,
and we'll see.
Way. This is so like, funny. I would 1,000% go on the group date if someone else facilitated it. I would not be the final bachelorette, but I would, I think, make it to the final three. I think I'd make it to the last two or three where I'm the option that, like, the fans maybe were like...
No. This isn't, like,
I know.
On The Bachelor.
I know.
Yeah, this is, like, in real
I know.
Life.
I'm saying
if
in real
someone...
life, I'm the equivalent of the character on The
got
Bachelor
it,
where it's
got
like,
it, got it.
She doesn't choose me, but, like, she'll always have a soft spot for me.
Yeah, and it's like you end up being like a good friend.
Yeah. And that's fine because like I am such a romantic that I need to find it through the proper channels.
It's just like the like seeing it on The Bachelor, the idea of doing a group date in real life is so fucking funny to me.
I would do I would facilitate the group date for the bit for this show for free. I think I'm going to start this week.
Jeff.
Well, actually, you know what? Because
I will lose my mind.
I need to match with a couple people on a dating app, and then I need to like get close enough to, with them to have their number and to have some kind of banter so that I can invite them on a date. I'm going to try. This is fucking unhinged.
You need to, it's like, it needs to be like a group chat with all of them in it. They all need to know that it's a group date. It's not like
you're
you inviting
so
them.
Insulted.
If you make, because I've seen this, I feel like I've seen it done before. Or someone did it with like, I feel like I saw it on Twitter with like someone put all their exes in a group chat and did a similar thing or something like that. not exes, or like, I'm not saying you to do it to exes, but if you did this and like and you can make it as clearly like a joke so that they're not insulted and not think you're like you're an asshole, but you can like do, you know, like sometimes those text chains that go around with a bunch of emojis, like I don't know if it's too much, I don't know, it might
like
just
the one
be
where
funny
it's like all you like dirty sluts come to the Halloween slut bash or something.
Yes, but do it like as The Bachelor.
This is
or maybe
a fun
no,
fact
or maybe...
red flag about me is that I've never been broken up with. I've only broken up with people. So any cash or any like social currency I have there, I lost. Like if it was people that had broken up with me, I think that you've earned the right to like fuck with them a little bit. But I think if it's a group chat of people that you've ended things with, they're not going to receive that well.
Or instead of maybe doing it with people you don't know, because that might be, I don't know if it's taking it too far or not, you could also, it could be like a stage thing and you just have like a group of, you know, a group of your girlfriends and we all like meet up in a place and it's like, it's more of like, what is everyone else's reaction if they see you on a group date? But no, like, one no would cameras come to around. That.
Is this,
I would go.
You
if
would
it
go.
Was like, if it was it. Like, if it was like, it's like me, Elizabeth, Cecily, Anisha. Like, if you had like a group of girls like pretending well, to be sketch. On a group date. Well, then it's a sketch. Then
you just
it's a
listed
sketch.
All our comedian friends.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, so that's been shaking me.
Yeah.
I think group dates are fucking hilarious.
They're so funny. I'll try. Maybe it won't be like in the next couple weeks, but if I get back in the dating game, but don't care enough to actually make it happen for real, I'll create a group date.
Like, I know you won't not be, but like, if it, like, it's gotta be nice. Like,
the
I don't
dinner
want,
or me?
No. Like, because it's like, I feel like you're right in that it could come, like, it could be people who genuinely want to connect, and then they're thrust into this group chat, and you're like, fucking asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. It is all of them are trying to connect. That's so funny, and that's a really good conversation starter. What's been shaking me? This is easy. New mayor. New John Mayer. Mm. Last train home. Running for the last train. Running for the last train home.
I'm listening.
It's really good. It's very 80s, and I've been listening to it so much. It's like that thing where you listen to a song so much that in the first couple days you ruin it for yourself. So I've been trying to chill. But yeah, if you guys are mayor heads or mayor heads adjacent, check that out on Spotify. Apple Music, wherever you get fine podcasts. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And you can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review Show.
You can follow Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Should we thank some VI podcasts?
Let's do it. Thank you to Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Jack Volt. That's two cool names, so twice as cool as Gray. I've truly reached a nirvana of, well, me.
A co, parentheses, at the tender age of 48, and parentheses.
Alan, PhD in Himbology.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom-Lindo.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin Frostin, a Cupston Cakeston.
Bob Buell, but more like... Sasha Baron Cohen playing an 18th century small shrill flute saying, my fife.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor Finnegan.
Kergature. Nah, doesn't work. Happy Pride, though.
Damien M. Tarkander under Gunderson Kirk.
Daniel Cream Puff Clef.
Eric is finally joining the Gray Army, so I will now be known as Gray Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Gray is honestly the coolest name. Mine is Tyler. How am I even supposed to compete? Thanks, Mom. Real fucking original.
Gray Evac, aka Mr. Tuesday Fright. Tis the season. No, it's not.
Gray and the only... Gray and the one and only Gray, I might add, so please don't steal my cool name.
Greg Berg.
Hallie, hashtag I stand with my twin God. Ray. Hashtag I love you, Eric Crust.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Riley.
Holly.
Hunter B. New patron?
New patron, I think.
Hello.
I pay $20 a month to mildly antagonize my favorite comedians.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
It's not. And the return of the prodigal Woo! Son himself. Woo! Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jared K.
Jasper Jeffrey James Hoffman.
Just make your nickname someone else's full name. Jesse, is that my Bessie and a Tessie? Chipton. Is that a Tesla Godley. Slang? Jonah Sanchez.
Caleb Luster.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Laura Brennan.
Lauren Malang.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Begel.
New patron.
Please tell me if we're not pronouncing that correctly. Welcome.
Nate Porteous.
New patron.
Nolan Murphy changed his name to Gray Murphy and went from months of unemployment to having two jobs in a matter of days.
Nothing sometimes.
Phoebe.
Phoenix McVernon.
Poutine. Nah, a frothy nog of sass.
Ray A. Eiley.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kilduff.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
The man, the myth, the Zaddy, Marty, Manly.
This vagabond horse is longing to nay-nay.
What's the story with all the gray stuff?
Lil Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
And Yasmin David. So thank you guys for subscribing at the highest tier. And if you also want access to bonus content of all kinds, patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. And if not, we'll see you guys again next week.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Riley. Thanks for listening to this episode of Review. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.